Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, this is usually where I would play the apology and some stupid music under it, but we have to move on, don't we?
Yes.
Let's talk about
you know what? I like sports. That. You've come a long way, Woody.
Yeah.
That's big.
I just enough, man.
Hey, man.
Enough of the drama.
Everybody's got an opinion. Now I find out Jalen Phillips came out and said maybe those guys should apologize to him. And
I don't want to hear it anymore, man.
Yeah,
just go play. Go win.
Go play. Go get a sack.
Lose, whatever it is you're
gonna
do.
Go throw a couple of touchdown passes and get a win. And let's just let's move on, man.
It's been an exhausting week.
Yeah, and it's just I just wish. I know he's not capable of it. Just and our writers keep track of all the things. Well, I do too. Things he said.
Yeah.
You know, your fan base is very beaten up right now. They really are. The fan base. The morale right now is not great with your fan base. It's just not.
Yeah.
I mean, even the hardcore are going.
Wow. No. I wouldn't say that, though, because there are people that still write to us on Twitter that defend Tua to the death.
That's fine.
Here, so.
Well, they don't think he's a problem. I'm just said the team.
Yeah. No. There are people that still think that he's a competent player, like that he's a good enough player. It's just that the Dolphins have done him such a disservice by surrounding him with crap.
Yeah.
Which, and it was funny because you were back here, we were talking about this earlier, like which NFL teams have these, like, you know, quote unquote, elite offensive lines.
Yeah. So that's very overrated that anybody thinks that every quarterback in the NFL or like the top five or six guys are just standing. What do you think the life's been like for, let's start with Patrick Mahomes.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You want to talk about a guy that he's running, by the way, more this year than he's running his life. He's running for his life, but he's keeping
taking a lot of
guys.
Hits.
Justin Herbert, he's got 19 offensive linemen out. Like, so this thing,
it's just funny though, because all these people, like, they tweet to, like, not all these, a few of them. And they go, well, you know, if you build it in the trenches,
yeah,
it'll be fine. And it's like, well, the Dolphins have been trying to address that for how long have they been trying to figure this out?
Long time.
The offensive line thing's been a thing ever since I've been started doing the show with you. It's like every offseason, can we build the offensive line?
Yes.
So it's obviously not that easy.
Well, it hadn't been easy for Chris Greer, for sure.
But if you do happen to, you know, luck into an elite quarterback, then they can cover up a lot of those problems.
Hey, I think if you watch NFL games, if anybody thinks, you were asking me who had the best offensive lines, and I named four or five teams. It looked like Colts have a good offensive line right now, the way they're running the ball. And
mm-hmm.
Daniel Jones has had some nice pockets and stuff. Atlanta. Last week, I watched them just run all over. I go, that's good-looking offensive line. The Lions, through the year, a few years, have had good offensive line. But bottom line is, there's a lot of really good quarterbacks that are running around for their life trying to keep plays alive outside the pocket. And so, it's just, it's weak. Tua just can't do some of the things that these other guys do, including the guy that was taken right behind him. Just a little reminder.
You're right, by the way. Jonathan Taylor's leading the league in rushing. He's got 603 yards. James Cook is at 2. Bijan at 3. Bijan probably fly up that list after he plays these guys.
But they got the
Javonte Williams at 4, and then Rico Dowdle.
What are you just – you're bringing up all the quarterback, the running backs that we've played against.
That's true. That's a few of them, yeah.
Get your numbers. That's
But, like, again, you know, like Travis Etienne – is in there. J.K. Dobbins, Derrick Henry. Like, I don't know how many of those offensive lines you would consider are elite.
No, they're not. There's a lot of people. And by the way, everybody's got the same problems we have. Everybody's got one or two or three guys out. Chargers had a few extra guys out. But
look how valuable pass rushers have gotten too, right? And there's a lot of really good pass rushers out there that are making a ton of money.
I saw an interesting one. Somebody wrote an article a couple of days ago and said the biggest trade position is going to be between now and that early November date that is coming up that we'll all be talking about. See if it happens November 4th, 4 o'clock, that pass rushers are going to be number one because everybody keeps talking about Chubb and Jalen. I mean, everybody's looking for more pass rushers.
People willing to give up a lot. Look what Green Bay gave up. Bring that guy in.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. So, so anyway, look, man, he's a quarterback right now. It's not going to change. I happen to think it's not going to change next year because the amount of money would be very surprised. And it just, and the other thing is I want to ask everybody this question. So, I don't know what's going to happen the next couple weeks before the trade deadline. I don't know. It's not Cleveland. You know, you can win this game, although they've only won one game. So I'm very careful to say they can beat anybody right now. But November 4th on a Tuesday, do we trust the same guy we're blasting, Chris Greer, to all of a sudden go, hey, I got this, man. What do you want to do, Mr. Ross? I got it.
No, but because it's officially now you're tearing it down, right? You have to rebuild the thing from scratch because the roster is so unbelievably flawed.
The roster needs...
You cannot allow this guy...
The roster needs a lot, yes. It needs to be over.
And here's the other problem. Like, if you do fire him, Joe, what's today? October 16th? If you do fire him, who is making those decisions?
Oh, that's...
You going to find someone to come in here temporarily? Well, or are you going to... Is there someone out there floating around that you like?
They have a very well-respected assistant GM. They have, you know, so, but again, that decision has got to come. And I don't know if Mr. Ross listens to anybody. I don't know. I truly am totally out of the loop. I haven't always been totally out of the loop, but right now, I think a lot of it is because of my comments and what I have said.
Do you have to issue an apology too?
I'm not doing. Why would I do that on the way these guys have played, and what we haven't done?
I don't know. Just in the spirit of everyone apologizing today, it seems like.
I mean, if I could get some good information, I'd give them a fake ass apology. I don't mean it, but I would do one if they give me some.
Do you want to explain to a couple of these people that keep tweeting at us here, like why Tua is the focus of a lot of the discussion? They just, I mean, these people can't understand why. It a lot of this falls on the quarterback shoulders.
He's one,
and like I don't know how to better explain it to them besides like that it's the most important position in sports. It's a very high paid position, and people care about that. Like I don't know how long you want to sit here and talk about the offensive line needs to improve.
So what do you tell me? People don't think it's a big deal. What he said is what you're telling me, or no?
I think that a handful of these people think that the roster is so poorly constructed that if it were better around Tua, because Tua is a good enough player that he could get this team to where it needs to get to.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what reality these people live in, what games they're watching where they think that there's even a shred of enough talent on this guy to take you to a playoff win, a Super Bowl win, any of that stuff.
Okay, so
like, it's just not even close.
We can run through this, and this is all everybody knows these things. It's a thin roster. It was a thin roster. Everybody knows that. Jonah Savainaya has not been very good at left guard. He is, to put it nicely, really struggled. I didn't know that our right guard and right tackle, our highest paid free agent at right guard, James Daniels, was going to get hurt. He got hurt within a couple plays. I didn't know Austin Jackson was going to get hurt in the same injure his toe again and be out. I didn't know that was going to happen. After that, it got really, really thin on this team. But saying all that, those guys have still been good enough for us to get things done. I'm not saying they're perfect. They're not. I don't think if you're great in this group, which is this five, Cole Strange's taken over the last couple of weeks. Keon Smith didn't work out real well, so he's a backup. But you know, it's the middle of the pack, below average offensive line. So people saying that, we don't have an elite offensive line, But I got to tell you, man, I really believe, like, these guys, a lot of these guys can take off. Baker Mayfield had everybody out, and he took off, and he did enough to find a way to win a game.
Well, the counter text here, Joe.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The guy goes, then how do you explain Baker Mayfield? He has an offensive line, no wide receivers, yet he's 5-1.
That's right. That's by the way, and he's not the most athletic quarterback, but he
But here's the thing though, too. Like you can't watch on Sunday. I'm convinced a lot of these people don't watch the other games. You can't watch Baker Mayfield and the Bucks play and have and it's not even an apples to apples comparison.
No,
watching Tua play. Like, I don't even know how you could compare the two guys. Baker Mayfield's a football player.
Tua.
Right? Like, the way that he plays is just different.
Tua can't play in a reckless way because of what's happened to him. Everybody knows that. And he has been told over and over, slide. And how many times now have we seen
when he slides 3 yards short of the sticks?
Third and nine. He takes off and runs, looks wide open. Next thing you know, he slides 4 yards, 3 yards short of
And Baker Mayfield will bulldoze you and try to and do Baker whatever
Mayfield
he can to get it.
And some of the other guys.
But that's on Chris Greer because you drafted a guy that was very, very injury prone.
I don't disagree.
The concussion thing, it's fair. Like, you probably don't know about that part of it, but the guy was like really badly hurt when you drafted him.
Correct. Some of these problems were there was a red flag out before it started. But
you got to watch the games though too. Like to compare Baker Mayfield to Tua is just not it's not even a like a fair comparison.
Hey,
they have nothing
by the way,
in common.
I was waiting and I've been real nice this week. You saw the guy taken right behind him and what he played and the
you can't compare these guys.
You saw Justin Herbert, 6'6", 240 pounds.
Yeah, and he shook off a sack and he made the game-winning throw. Yeah.
So anyway, that's it. I don't want to get in the whole Tua thing. He's our guy going this year, and we'll see how it goes. And the comments, I'm guessing he'll say things. If they don't bother you, that's fine. If they don't bother you, and I can see by the comments, people are like, Tua was right, and that he should be letting those guys have it. He's a quarterback, and, you know, he can do that. Well, I just wish he looked more like a franchise quarterback. Then I'd have less problem with it. That would be start. But I got to tell you, if you like him, I had somebody outside the stadium hit me with this too, this same stuff. And I didn't feel like getting into the whole thing. And he had his boys with him with their Tua jerseys on. And I was in no mood to tell him how I really felt. But yeah. So
you know what the telling thing will be when the Dolphins finally move on from him after this season?
They're not moving.
And
they're not
yes,
moving
they are.
On.
And when they move on from him, let's see how many other teams are lining up to bring this guy in to be their starting quarterback.
Not for what he's making.
I don't care what he's making. He can play for free. I don't think a lot of teams are going to be lined up to take his services.
All right. So now you started in on this whole thing from the apology to just blasting how he does. Is this making you feel good too now?
No, I don't.
Huh?
No, I don't feel good about any of this stuff.
And by the way, I know you tried to bait me into saying that he's not going to be around next year.
I don't care what you say. You just said you don't have any inside sources.
I know he's making a lot of guaranteed money. Ask Chris Greer about the guaranteed money.
They'll figure it out.
Okay. They'll figure it out. Boy, you're so good at
this. They always do.
I always love the way you figure things out after.
Hey, man, you got to figure it out, right? What are you going to do? Are you going to do another season of this? Oh, man, we owe him too much money. Sorry, fans. You're going to have to suffer through another year.
We got to go to break. Keep your great thoughts, though, today there, Rainhead. As we continue, it's raining over your head again.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.